Everybody, could I first say thank you to all of you for all the energy and the time and the efforts that you put in to get this paper out, and how appreciative we are. We know this last 6 months has been a very, very, very trying time for everybody, but most especially for the people that come to work every day and depend on a stable work environment. So I can't tell you what our plans are, because my plans yesterday was to go home with a big check. And I kind of ended up going home with less than what I walked in with, a lot less. But having said that, I will say that we are very, very fortunate to have the person that I am going to introduced to you as our new interim publisher. And let me, if I may, tell you a little bit about him, because he's extraordinarily modest and probably, well, are there anybody here in the machine room, people in the mechanic side of? Okay, so we were in the room just before we walked in here, and Fred said, you know, Jerry, you would enjoy sitting down with the guys in the machine room, the guys that keep this place running. And he said, yeah, he got excited because he used to run a mill. Now, I don't know what a mill is. Jewish people never go to mills. We go to delicatessens. That'll be my only joke of the day. But let me say to you, the history of Philadelphia, that's some 300-400 years. I doubt there's ever been a more generous, a more kindly, a smarter individual who has spent the last 4 years giving away most of a fortune to help people less privileged. And the best part about him giving it away is, I once read, before I knew him, that he said to somebody, "Isn't this fun? How much fun this is to be able to do this." He sold his cable company to a small company called Comcast for $7.5 billion. He worked here long before, as part of the Walter Annenberg era. So he's got his heart in this place. And more importantly, he's got his heart in Philadelphia. I doubt that there's another human being that has ever lived in this community that has given more than your new interim publisher. But the best part about him is he lives in the same $35,000 house. In fact, I went to visit him. I've just gotten to know him 2 years ago in Ocean City. And I thought I'd see this beach giant, you know. And I kept driving and driving further from the water, further from the water. Now I get in the house. It's 102 degrees. it's August, and we're supposed to have lunch, and I'm starting to really perspire, and I say to him, could you guys put the air on? He said, oh, we don't have air conditioning. We don't need air conditioning. We open our windows. It's what my mom used to say in Camden. Anyway, please welcome one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, and he's going to meet the machinist separately, our new interim publisher, Jerry Lenfest.
I should carry Lou around with me more often. When I first came to Philadelphia, I worked for Walter Enterberg at a place called 400 North Broad Street. I think you're probably all familiar with that. I was house counsel for Walter, and they had another attorney that handled the Inquirer Daily News, and I concentrated all the other properties that Walter had. After 5 years, he put me in charge of 17 magazine and the cable properties. You can imagine how experienced I was in running a teenage girl's magazine. But that was owned by Walter. And then a few years later, he decided to sell the cable, and I went to him and said, could I buy one of your cable systems? And he said, you can, Jerry, but do you have any money? I said, no. I got two gentlemen to put up the money, and that was my beginning. It's such a pleasure to be back here. You remember where the Inquirer and Daily News were then printed? Right next to 400 North Broad Street? Anybody remember that? A long time ago, yeah. And this is a marvelous facility. In those days, they had rotogravure presses, 102-inch wide presses, as I remember. And now you're what, web offset? Much quicker, much faster, I shouldn't say easier, but they can adapt them very much easier than etching those cylinders before. I don't really know much about printing, but I'm very impressed, not only with this plant, but with you. And I think you've got a marvelous operation here, and Lewis and I look forward to making this continue to be successful and continue to print these newspapers. So thank you all for what you are, and what you've done, and what you will do. And thanks for letting us come here to talk to you. Thank you.